Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Morning, Tone!
What's going on?
So I acted desperately yesterday, and I'll talk more about that at 6:40. Is it? I went to a very dark and desperate place yesterday during the show. So we'll talk about that at 6:40, because, you know, they've made me desperate, and there's reasons behind that. Sam Darnold struggled yesterday. Do you want me to start with the Viking, the overall perspective, or the Browns perspective? Let's get to the Browns perspective.
Yeah, I wanted to go right to the Browns.
He's a possibility now. He's a possibility for the Browns now. Yeah.
I think he could be a strong possibility.
Yeah, I would say, considering Kwesi Adofo-Mensah's history with the Browns, his relationship with Andrew Berry, you can't sit there and deny it. So many people... Well, you guys are going to fart in the general direction of a lot of quarterbacks in this year. I mean, you roll the dice of the years of quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. This is not a great year for anything. Draft, free agency, whatever it is. It's like, and I look at some of the people and I go, guys, you can't play with 10. You're going to have to play with 11. And somebody's going to have to be the quarterback. And you're going to have to get the guy with the highest upside you possibly can. And I'm not talking about fourth round or third round picks this year, because we got to start the season with somebody. You got to get a guy with the highest upside you can and figure it out. So I'm open to all ideas. You know, I heard the, well, we're just taking a quarterback to take a quarterback. In so many ways, yeah. 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 The guy we brought in is never going to play for the Browns again.
Need a quarterback.
Yeah, the guys who are in the quarterback room, they're not going to cut the mustard at all. You can't start the season with that.
And the one way to never get a quarterback is to not take quarterbacks.
And to not take quarterbacks. And again, you can't.
So there is that little bit of intrigue. Like, I get you don't want to take a fourth round graded quarterback, number two overall.
Yeah.
We all are in agreement there. I don't think anybody would disagree. Like,
of course.
Oh, on our board, he was in the fourth round. Let's take him at two. But that's not what we're talking about here.
No, that'd be crazy.
The Browns will have a first round grade.
On
most
somebody.
Likely.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Uh-huh.
On at least Cam Ward, and maybe, I don't know, what percentage of the league you think would do that if they actually needed quarterbacks?
Cam Ward?
No, would have a first-round grade on both of these guys.
Percent? Oh, God, I don't know. Well, we got Ryan Wilson who joins us at 8 o'clock. We'll ask him.
And I know that it's different for the quarterback position than all the others, because a quarterback is the one position you do take ahead.
Well,
even if you have like a second round grade, you'll see them taken in the middle of the first round.
Yeah. I mean, guys, I would be more clear headed and much more patient had we be going through, and I don't like to do these things because it's just so arduous, and we've highlighted that in one of the podcasts and previously on the Emerging Podcast scene, which you go back and find why we never want guys fired. But if they would have moved on from this regime, I'd be much more clear headed. And I'll lay out a little bit of a plan at 6:40. That could clear a lot of heads here. It's not fun, but it's probably the most realistic way they'd go about all this business if you don't want to take one of these guys or something like that. But going back to Sam Darnold, I think it's the perfect situation for the Vikings. I don't know how many situations. There's no perfect situation for the Browns, but there is a situation here that's more advantageous than others for the Browns, Anthony. And because of those relationships I laid out. He struggled mightily last night. Sam Darnold was asked about his struggles over last night and then over the last 2 weeks because he kind of fell off a cliff. Here's Sam about it.
I mean, I'm not worried about that. You know, that's in the past. Right now, I'm thinking about what I could have done better today and just really spending time with the guys in the locker room. That's really all I'm focused on right now is just in the NFL, you only get one season with one team, with everyone together. And today wasn't our day.
I felt bad for Sam Darnold watching that last night. I stayed up and watched it. I felt bad just because he wants to play a very popular position. It's not that he wants to. He's naturally a gifted talent of some level at a very popular position, but doesn't want the popularity. He is the 9-inch nails of quarterbacks. He doesn't really want to be out there for everybody to see. This season, he flew under the radar. It was great. You could tell he was uncomfortable. There was the one moment he got out of his shell.
And that came into the locker room and they were going nuts?
No. That was during the Falcons game.
That was awesome.
When he got on the bench and was waving the towel during the Falcons game, I was like, oh, my God. I've never seen this Sam Darnold in 10 years watching the guy, college and pro. I thought when he was in the locker room and they were, like, hoisting him on his shoulders, I felt he was kind of like, I'm not really comfortable doing this. I don't think he does well with big expectations. So clearly he doesn't. I don't think he wants big expectations. Well, I mean, you're going to the Browns. If the Browns were to pick you up, how big are the expectations, right? And you could cover yourself. It's like, all right, if you guys don't want the one of the two quarterbacks there at the top, if you wanted to take Sam Darnold, maybe you could talk the fan base into that. Maybe you could talk the fan base into Sam Darnold and quarterback X later on in the draft, day two, and then let's see where we go. And kind of do it the way the Vikings have done it, which they weren't planning on doing it that way. It just so happened to happen that way because of J.J. McCarthy's injury. I'll get to the Vikings here in a second. Are you interested in Sam Darnold for the Cleveland Browns? 216-474-0092. Tone?
Yeah, I mean, it's so tough. The day after, it looked like he was seeing ghosts and didn't look like he was ready for prime time.
Yeah.
He had a great year. There was even MVP talk. You know, a little bit, not to win the award, but certainly to be, if they had finalists in New York City like they do the Heisman. I mean, Sam Darnold had a terrific year. He totally reinvigorated his career. The thought about him, he did show off that amazing talent that had him selected where he was selected in the draft. So mm-hmm. It wasn't like, oh, this guy never had it. No, you could see he absolutely had the talent. In many ways, there's a lot of parallels with Baker. Baker's great year. And then just now, Baker didn't play nearly as bad as Sam Darnold did yesterday.
No.
I mean, Sam Darnold, obviously the Rams had a great game plan. And that was just you want to talk about a coaching mismatch in one game.
I'm glad you brought that up. I did not like the whole game planning of Kevin O'Connell. I didn't know why they were trying to take so many big bites. I'm like, man, you eat a whale one bite at a time, and I don't know why you would put yourself behind there when you don't have the type of guy. If you had one of the studs of studs that we're talking about, yeah, you want to go ahead and run 20-yard routes? Go right on ahead and try it.
Well, I probably feel we have Justin Jefferson. They probably thought that was a huge advantage with him and Addison. Addison had the dropsies going on. It was brutal.
But things change.
And, you know, we talk about how different the playoffs are in the other sports than the regular season. And in the past, I've been like, yeah, playoff football kind of looks similar to me, but it doesn't for guys like Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, there is a level for certain quarterbacks that are not the Pat Mahomes, that are not, you know, the Josh Allen. And even there have been times that people have not loved Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen in the postseason because it just gets so much tougher. Gets so much tougher every step. Well, guys like Sam Darnold tend to get exposed in that. And I'm not writing off Sam Darnold because of the last two games of the year. I'm not making it sound like he can't play. He can. He's 27 years old. He had 35 touchdowns this year. He was terrific. It was an amazing story. Yes, he could help the Browns. He's way better than what they had last year.
Yeah.
He just is. He's way better than what they had last year. But if we were sitting there getting ready for a wild card game against a team with a good defense, I'd be
nervous.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if Sam Darnold looks like he looked like at the end of 2024.
Well, our conversation would be, how do we take care of him instead of how do we go out and we beat and fly through the air of against this team? And I think that that's what a fan needs to talk about here. You know, if you're getting Sam Darnold, are you prolonging the inevitable? You know, that I think that that's what a fan needs to question. If you're getting Sam Darnold, like, you could just look, if you wanted to look at this in this prism, I guess I couldn't blame you. You were going, guys, I don't have any faith in any of these guys. I want to get to a better quarterback than this situation as soon as I possibly can. And if that means I got to go through this next year and they're terrible, fine, so be it. There's plenty of people out there that do not like these quarterbacks in this draft class, that do not like Sam Darnold, that probably think that Sam Darnold can only win enough games for you to find yourself out of that position with one of those quarterbacks in the next draft class. Now, I'll say that there's no such thing as a perfect class, and we're all putting our hopes and dreams on a guy who could very well just go right back to college the next year in 2027. 2026.
Yeah, it would be for the 2026 year, then into the 2027 draft. So you can't just put the boots to yourself in that way. For Darnold, again, I go back to McConnell's. I saw stunts that were ran by
by the Rams last night that I've never seen them run. I thought that they brought pressure up the middle. I thought they got right in Sam's face. And again, when you have these long routes, these drawn-out routes, and I got you right in front of me, I got to get rid of it left or right quickly. And if nobody's standing there left or right quickly, or you're taking away my tight end quickly, I'm going to find myself in trouble.
Is it officially 9 sacks?
I thought it was 8. I lost count.
And Aaron Donald doesn't play for the Rams anymore. That is so absurd.
I forgot. I told Owen, I was like, I keep forgetting he's no longer in the NFL. Like he retired. I keep forgetting that. Especially with last night's performance, you expect to hear Sam Darnold, or you expect to hear Aaron Donald at some point. Yeah, he had 9 sacks. Oh, that's 82 yards in offense given up because of the sack.
Yeah, you're just not going to win.
82 yards.
You're not going to stay competitive in a game like that. So then what's interesting, an interesting wrinkle in all of this is, Mitch, you had the betting odds in front of you that immediately come out after all of these playoff games. Who is the favorite in the NFL to land Sam Darnold next year?
Well, at last check, the Sam Darnold is the current leader to be the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers in week one of the 2025 season, 3-1.
This is really interesting.
Well, I'm not going to get in some match.
But if you want to call up and tell us, Sam Darnold makes all the sense in the world, makes sense in the offense, makes sense considering, you know, the connections between Minnesota and Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, you're going to make out a big case. You've got to stay consistent if Pittsburgh ends up getting him. You can't just say, oh, he sucks. Ha, 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 Steelers got him. So if you really want him for the Browns, you have to acknowledge that you wouldn't want him going to the Steelers.
That's fair. I didn't think about that one.
Does anybody really want him coming to the Browns? Right now, I feel like our fan base wants zero quarterbacks. We don't like any of the options.
Because, it's January. We're still in idea mode. Like, I know, again, I got desperate yesterday. I know what I said yesterday. Plans are always subject to change. I was mad at what I was told with Darryl. I want to have some vim and vigor going into a season. And I was upset by his just fart of the end of the interview was good, but the beginning of the interview was just nothing. And I was upset with Darryl over it, and I took it out on myself and everybody else. More on that to come. I think that right now we're in a bad situation here. You're a 3-win football team. The class is not that great. I had a realization about that yesterday, just about how desperate I am. The quarterbacks coming out are in free agency or whatever trade possibility. There's going to be wrinkles because they wouldn't be available in free agency and they wouldn't be available for trades possibly if there weren't wrinkles to it. So everybody wants the perfect quarterback. I don't know if you're going to get the perfect quarterback. And whether I like it or not, they're going to keep these guys in charge of this. So they're going to do what they can to keep their job and do what's right by the franchise. My question is whether or not they're going to mix and match those goals. If you do what's right by the franchise, hey, I can respect that. If you do what's right by your job, I fear you're talking yourself into just doing what's right by the franchise because you want to do what's right by your job. Because it's your ideas that are best for everybody, so you need to keep yourself employed, and then you'll end up doing things that cost us in the long run. And that, I think, is the main fear for a lot of Browns fans, and it should be the main fear for a lot of Browns fans. Because when we're talking about guarantees for, hey, they're guaranteed the 2025 season. All right, but when you have this coming out and our draft class coming out isn't that great, 2025 is meaningless for me. If you wanted to give them some, guarantee them 2026. Guarantee them that. Because then, okay, now I have some time again. Because this is not, to go from 3 wins to the playoffs, it's obviously not unheard of. Certainly not unheard of, but it's still, the odds are going to be against you. It's still not likely. And if you don't get to the playoffs this coming year, what is ownership going to do? Is that it? What is your goal? What is your stated win goal? Because I can talk about directionally correct. That means something different to a lot of people. In January, it's going to mean something different than it will in September and October this year. 216-474-0092. I mean, it means a lot of things to a lot of people here. With what happened last night with the Vikings, with the Browns, I think the Vikings find themselves in a Brownsian situation. I'll explain that coming up next and about last night, live on The Fan.